Welcome everyone to CRS Radio. It's your girl Queen Sunny Honey, and this is, of course, Freedom Friday. Today we have our youngest guest, a special guest. We've been in search of young people everywhere looking to start an LLC, and today we have a special treat for you. Welcome to our youngest guest, business entrepreneur, Miss Nia Tindall. Are you here on the line with us today?
Yes.
Welcome. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Tell the people, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from South Carolina.
All right. And in this edition today, we're talking about entrepreneurship. Tell us, Miss Tindall, why did you start your business, and how old were you?
I started my business when I was 18, so I was fresh out of high school, and I was just doing some research on the internet, trying to find a new hobby to do, and I came across lip gloss and other stuff, so I decided to go with lip gloss, and I liked it so far.
All right. So at 18, you started out doing lip gloss. Now tell us about that journey for you. What was it like to find customers at the age of 18? I can't imagine.
It was difficult because, you know, everybody doesn't trust somebody who's new. So I started off with like friends and family, and they helped me promote, and I promoted myself, and it's been kind of tough, but you know, I like it so far.
Tell us about that first time you had a customer. What was that experience like?
So the first time I had a customer, I was kind of nervous because I didn't know whether they was going to like it or whether they was going to purchase from me again. But when I shipped it to them, I included a thank you note and asked them to give me a review, and they gave me pretty good feedback.
Excellent. So getting customer feedback is always essential with starting out a business and taking it further in marketing. We applaud you for doing this at the age of 18. Our next question is this. Do you have an LLC?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell the young folks in your generation, what does that mean?
That means I have a limited liability corporation or company.
And was that a extensive process? How long did it take to get one?
It took me less than 30 minutes, probably about 10 minutes.
Really? 10 minutes, it was just that easy for somebody 18 years old?
Yes, ma'am.
There are a lot of people out here who are in college and they're only thinking about, you know, mom and dad giving them allowance or the scholarship money. We want to take the time to applaud you because you represent a newer generation that's doing the doggone thing, being a boss while you're in college. Tell us, has this journey been one that you find that you recommend for other college students?
Yes, I do recommend it. I mean, it's not going to be easy because nothing is super easy if you want to win, but I do recommend it because it's something fun to do.
What are some tips that you recommend for others who want to start out going into business? If you can name three top tips.
Okay, so receive support from family, friends, and even people that you don't know. Try to come up with multiple things that you can do. Don't just stick with one thing and just go with that, because you can have multiple hustles under the same corporation. And most importantly, find something that makes you happy. Don't just do it for the money. Do it for your happiness also.
Great. Oh my goodness, Nia. That's amazing to hear someone in your age bracket with so much wisdom you're pouring out there for the people. You say that this has been a journey that's been difficult, but oftentimes people only look and say, hey, I'm a boss, it's so easy. Can you tell us what was one of the challenges that you did not anticipate in becoming a boss?
One of the challenges. So, I guess finding people to support you, not just like family or friends, but like outside people, because you always can have family or friends, but other people not going to support you because they don't really know you. So, I mean, you have to get yourself out there and build an image for yourself.
Excellent. Being a girl from South Carolina, where did you get this inspiration to become a boss?
From my family.
Okay. Explore who? Your parents? Who inspired you?
My parents and my auntie.
All right. Well, it's good to have support out there. And especially knowing that this is an industry filled with people, as long as you know that you have something unique to bring to the game, it doesn't matter if there are 1,000 people that sell lip gloss, you would still be unique and people would always buy from you. Tell us, what's the name of your company and where can we find your products?
The name of my company is Gloss and Glam by Nini, and you can find it through my website, Gloss and Glam by Nini, and you can find it on Instagram, Gloss and Glam by Nini, and Twitter, and Facebook.
All right. Gloss and Glam by Nini. What are some of these popping flavors that you have for this collection?
Oh, I have so many. Let me think just of a few. I have tropical twist, which is like tropical flavors with like really fruity and smells like really good. I have lemonade, which is like a lemony smell but not too exotic. And I have peach and pear. Like, I have a lot of fruit smells.
That peach, I might have to get some of that. The people want to know, what's your best selling flavor?
My best selling flavor is tropical fruits.
All right, people. If you want some of those tropical fruits, get out there on Gloss and Glam by Nini.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Spell it for the people. That's
Gloss, GLOSS, and AND, Glam, GLAM, and it's actually .company.site.
All right. Well, we'll definitely be reaching out and supporting the young moguls. Tell us, what are you studying in college right now, and where do you attend?
I'm currently studying nursing, and I attend USC Sumter.
USC Sumter. Go Gamecocks. And for the nursing degree and you going and actually having a lip gloss line, this is exciting because that could be medical-grade lip gloss offered to, you know, the students and the people that work in hospitals. The sky is certainly not the limit when it comes to the amount of products that you can provide for those in your field. What's your long-term goal with working in the medical environment?
My long-term goal, I want to work with babies. I want to become a level 2 neonatal nurse because another one of my passions is working with babies. Like, I love babies. I love helping them and holding them. They're, like, so precious.
All right. So here's to the future for Miss Nia Tindall in the medical field, taking care and nurturing our children, and also helping us in beauty and cosmetics. Tell us, do you have any lines out there for people to buy gifts for the kids, some kitty lip gloss?
Not specifically, but my products are safe for the kids. Hopefully in the future, I'm going to launch a line specific to children.
Oh, we anticipate that. So if I am having a Sweet 16 for my daughter and I want to have a whole gift bag full of swaggy stuff, can I order some of that gloss and glam for all of my daughter's friends?
Most definitely.
What about if I'm having a wedding and I want to make sure that all of my bridesmaids have a beautiful swag bag of goodies? Can we include that gloss and glam by Nene?
Most definitely.
All right. Well, we want to go deeper down the rabbit hole here because there's something very important about seeing African-American females, no matter what the age is, just becoming a boss. Why was it important for you to start your own company?
Because you have a lot of businesses out there, but not a lot of them are black and owned by women. And if they are black and owned by women, they're not known about. So it's like we are a minority, and I don't want to make us just a minority. I want us to be known.
That is a strong topic that we really want to encourage people, and especially young women. It's not just about getting out there and working for someone else, but to know what it's like to work for yourself. What are some of the things that you have to deal with that makes your life a little bit different? And before, when you didn't have an LLC, now you have one. What's the most dramatic change in your life after becoming a boss?
Most dramatic. Probably trying to prioritize everything and make sure that I'm focusing on everything that's most important and making sure I have everything in order.
One of the things that we noticed in your bio was that you recently took an intensive boot camp with Queen Sunny Honey and how to get an LLC. Can you tell the people, what was that process like from start to finish to get the mentorship and starting a business?
I loved it. It was like a one-on-one connection, and at certain points it was hard, but it was easy to bounce back.
Okay, and what type of information did you learn in the intensive that you didn't know about initially?
How to market myself and how to make sure that my brand name is not the name of something else.
Okay. Now, in this system, when you started out, do you feel like you could have done it on your own, or do you think that having a mentorship with business is essential for success?
Having a mentorship is most definitely essential because you can't do something this big by yourself. It's always good to have support and mentorship.
Now, I'm looking at your website here. Who designed this?
Yours truly, I did.
Wow. Do you have a background in building websites?
No, ma'am.
You know, before this interview earlier, I remember you mentioning a high school teacher who taught you and helped you with Wix. Can you tell us a little bit about that and give her a shout out to all those phenomenal teachers that are teaching their kids how to be self-sustainable bosses and moguls?
did have a teacher. I'm trying to remember her name off of the top of my head because I want to recognize her. It was actually Professor Brittany Wallace, and she's actually a professor at my college, and she introduced the class to wigs, and I liked it. It definitely gave me some background of how to build a website and do things on my own.
Okay, we got to shout out all the professors out there, because that's something that is rare, to have someone that's going to come along and give you these tools, and then later on you're finding out that, hey, I can use this to be a boss, to work on my own. So shout outs to Professor Brittany. What's her last name again?
Wallace.
Ms. Brittany Wallace down there at USC Sumter. Thank you so much for imparting wisdom into all the students out there. May they lead, strive, and thrive in all they do. As far as your peers, now that you are a boss, what wisdom do you have out there for people that graduated with you in 2019?
So don't ever think that any of your passions are too little to be fulfilled. If you have a passion for something and you believe that you can do good, or even if you don't believe you can do good, just go for it and see what happens.
That's right. Don't give up. It's amazing to know that while you're in college, by the time you graduate, there's so many people that you're in competition with to get employment. But to know that because you've already begun your LLC and became a boss at the age of 18, you'll have that option to continue to strive and make money while other people are begging for a job. You're already knowing how to sustain yourself. That's exciting. So, what's next for Nia Tindall?
I'm still in college, so I'm going to finish that out, hopefully coming out with my BSN, and I'm going to still fulfill my lip gloss line and my hairpin line, and hopefully add some other products soon. Don't want to give out too much information, because you know it's on the hush-hush. And, you know, I'm just going to enjoy life with my family, friends, my two beautiful nieces, and my wonderful nephew, you know.
Awesome. You just mentioned hairpins. I didn't know you had hair glam. The people want to know.
Yes, I do.
So, describe the product. What is it?
So hair glam is basically another name for hair pins, but I didn't want to just use hair pins because a certain someone told me that I can use another word to like boost it up and advertise it better. So they're actually like hair pins that I get letters, like wooden letters, and I put custom jewels on it one by one onto them, and then I'll put it on a hair pin, and I have like different color jewels, and I customize it to my customers' liking.
So, in other words, I can get my initials customized for my hair for some hair glam?
Yes, ma'am.
That is adorable. So, everybody that's listening out there, make sure you go to Gloss and Glam by Nini. That's right. It's not just lip gloss. The girl has hair glam, giving you customized initials. Do you have 2 letters or 3 letters?
I have both.
Ooh, even better. So, yes, people, get all glossed and glammed up for your back to school. Don't forget to get something for the kiddies. Get some lip gloss for yourself. That website is Glossed and Glam by Nini, available on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. So, Miss Nini, and this membership, mentorship that you took up, when you think about the process of becoming a boss, did you think it was going to be this hard?
I mean, be hard and stuff like that. I know it's going to have challenges, but I was ready for them because I knew this was something that I wanted to do. So I was willing to take the challenge.
All right. Taking on the challenge. For everyone that's listening out there, it is not going to just be easy peasy for you to get up every day and be a boss. You got to put in that work. As you've heard our young college student here today say, she started out selling the lip gloss and then later developed it into a full-blown website, a full-blown LLC. And every day she's getting out here putting in that work. Without giving away all your secrets, can you tell us, just go through a little pop quiz with us. So you said that you designed your website. Now, do you have to, true or false, get up every day and post your brand? True or false?
True.
Okay. Are you able to just get up and every day, true or false, do something that has to do with building your brand?
True.
Do you get days off when you have your own company?
No, ma'am.
That's one of those myths that people just think, I work when I want to work. Man, you work even more every day. True or false? I can do this on my own.
True.
That's right. A lot of times people are always thinking that they need someone else for the process. You got everything that you need that the Creator gave you from the moment you were born. It is time to get an LLC. And here's our final true or false question. I'm too young to start a business, or can I be too old to start an LLC, a business or LLC? Too young or too old? True or false?
Most definitely false. There's no age.
No age. All right, people that's out there. So for all you little kids that's listening, all you parents, it is never too early. Get those babies an LLC and change the legacy. The thought of whatever the generational blessings, yes, let's turn that around to be generational blessings indeed for the kids. And like Miss Nia just told you, you are never too old. If you're sitting there looking at a retirement plan and unsure, start an LLC. If you're feeling like, hey, I got all this wisdom and I've been helping other people design and develop wealth for years working for a company, it is your time to shine. Start an LLC today. There's so much government funding that is available, as well as being a minority business owner. All those things are there for people who start an LLC. So now that we finish with our true and false collection of questions in our little game show, before we leave out today, I do want to get some wisdom from you. What do you have to share with your peers out there for the class of 2019? Those people who need inspiration to do what you're doing and get on your level. What's your wisdom of hope that you have for your generation?
Never give up. Fulfill your dreams. Go for your passion. Seek a lot of love and support.
All right. And what do you have to say to all of the women out there? You know, you work in the beauty field, and this gives girls who are not feeling so glamorous an opportunity to get glammed up by Nene. What words of wisdom as a business owner do you want to give out there to your customers who use your products and anticipate using gloss by and glam by Nene?
Everyone is beautiful in their own way, but if you want a little gloss or a little glam once in a while, so have it. There's nothing wrong with it.
So treat yourself and go online to glossandglambynene.com and pick up some gloss and glamorous hair glam today. Thank you so much, Nia, for coming on and blessing the people with your journey. to know that you are a college student. I'm looking forward to hearing you come back and getting more about the journey of what's ahead for you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And for those of you in the state of South Carolina out there, we would love to have you on CRS, the Caribbean Radio Show. We are the Knowledge Station. If you would like to start a business, reach out to us at CRS Radio. Look for Queen Sunny Honey and inbox me. We're in search of people looking to start a business, and we're willing to help you with this journey. Also, we're looking for people to come onto the show who would like to start a business in search of wannabe business owners, future moguls. Reach out to us here at the Queen Sunny Honey on Freedom Fridays, CRS Radio, and let's get this journey together. It costs nothing to come on out and express what you would like to do to our 2.4 million listeners here at the CRS radio station. Until next time for Freedom Friday, this is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, and this has been another production. Thank you so much, Miss Nintendo, for coming on, and we give you all limitless blessings to you and yours. Have a wonderful weekend. Dubai, bye, boo.